Έχουμε τη χαρά να μιλάμε αυτή τη στιγμή και να συνομιλήσουμε με τον David Γικόσκι, ο οποίος βρίσκεται αυτή τη στιγμή στην άλλη άκρη της τηλεφωνικής μας γραμμής, στην Αμερική, στη Νέα Υόρκη, και είναι πολύ μεγάλη χαρά, λίγο πριν έρθει στην Ελλάδα αποκλειστικά, να μας πει δύο πράγματα εδώ στον κόσμο, στους 93,6. David, hello from Athens. We are fortunate to talk with you as a composer, a Grammy winner, due to the circumstances in your appearance in Athens at Have No Jazz Club at the end of the week. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It's nice to hear your voice and nice to talk to you.
I remember that long time ago I saw you in Greece, even in Salonika, in Thessaloniki and in Athens, but not as a leader, but as a sideman. Unfortunately, I don't remember where, but I know that it was amazing, an amazing live gig. And this time, it's the first time that you'll be participant with exceptional musicians, with David Gikoski and Ralph Moore Quartet, with Esiede Siet and Joris Dudley. Can you tell us a few things about this kind of all-star jazz quartet?
Absolutely. I'm very excited to be coming with this particular band back to Greece, and also because this is the first time that it's under my name now, and Ralph Moore and I have been good friends and musical partners since the beginning days of the late 1980s when we met actually in Boston when I was going to school, mm-hmm. and then after that we joined forces in New York playing with the great Roy Haynes, who bless his soul, recently passed away.
Yeah.
So this tour is actually a reuniting with Ralph Moore and myself, and we're dedicating the tour to the great Roy Haynes, because Ralph and I traveled the world together, playing with Roy Haynes all over the world for many years, and so that's the connection with Roy Haynes. We will be playing some of the Roy Haynes music that we play together. And now, and I also, the other connection with Ralph is I'm on one of his recordings, and I've played with his band. We did a record called 223 C Street, mm-hmm. and that was, he recorded some of my compositions. One in particular is called Cecilia, and we'll be performing that song, and that's on the record we did with Buster Williams and Billy Hart. So we'll be playing that music, and also playing some standard music and some music of Ralph Moore. And also the rest of the band, Essie is on one of my records. We've been playing a lot together, mm-hmm. with many different groups. Essie plays with many different bands, and so we're on a lot of. Essie is on one of my trio records we did he's on one of my trio records called David Kakoski, that's the name of the record,
yeah.
with the great Al Foster. And Joris Dudley, we just were playing in the New York area recently. We play with Vincent Herring in Vincent Herring's band together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all good friends, and we're all connected. This is the first time the four of us are going to be playing my music and Ralph Moore's music together. And so it's going to be very exciting, but we're all old friends. So it's like putting on a comfortable pair of shoes, playing with these four friends of mine, four musicians, great musicians.
That's
so very excited.
That's wonderful. When we are talking about the 80s, and even at the early 80s, you've been to New York and you collaborated with Roy Haynes and this band after Berkeley in Boston. But I heard, I read once that Pat Metheny, it was the guy that you recorded then with Roy Haynes and, of course, with Christian McBride in bass. But I remember that Pat Metheny heard you for once or twice in Boston, and then you made the connection with Roy Haynes in the band. Is that true?
Very true, very true.
Yeah.
Yes, when I was studying in Boston, I knew Ralph more then too, but I was playing trio gigs in Boston in Inman Square, which is Cambridge, right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a trio. I had a trio with Terry Lynn Carrington and Ira Coleman, and we were playing at this place, Ryle's. And then Pat Metheny would be playing upstairs, and a lot of times with Roy Haynes. So I'd be playing downstairs, Pat Metheny would be playing upstairs, and then I had a Monday night gig. And then one time Pat Metheny came with a little Fender Twin Reverb amp and a guitar, and he said, everyone was saying, oh, Pat Metheny is coming to see you, and everybody was excited. And I didn't know him, obviously, but I had all the records, you know.
Yeah.
So then, so he said, oh, can I play with your band? And I said, I would be honored. And plugged in his guitar, and he played the whole night. I remember I said, I'm not sure if we have, I was so young, you know, I was like 18. And I said, I don't know if we have enough money to pay you. And he said, oh, you don't need to pay me. So he played like one or two songs, and then I said, thank you so much. And he said, is it okay if I stay and play the whole gig? And I said, and so he played the whole gig with me, and he played amazing, of course. And we had a great time. Then a few years later, when I graduated college, I moved to New York, and then I got the gig with Roy Haynes, and you know, since they were well connected, best friends, a few months into the time with Roy, we started rehearsing, and then he finally said, "Oh, Pat Metheny says he knows you and he played with you, and he's very excited that you're in my band." And then I said, "Oh, that's great. You know, like I was young, so you know, all my dreams were." Coming true, playing with my heroes. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And then a few years later, we did the recording with Metheny and Christian McBride, etc. So it was nice to play with Metheny and Roy Haynes together.
And a wonderful collaboration. But when we are talking about collaboration, which for me, tell me with which collaboration or with. For all these kind of musicians you're playing all these years, tell me, what do you prefer? What's the musician that you have the greatest time during recording sessions or touring with him? Because I know that you play with Roddy Brecker, with Joe Henderson, with Ron Carter, with Marcus Miller, with a lot of guys, with everyone. All these years.
That's a difficult question, because I've been very lucky in my career to play with a lot of my heroes, and so I mean it was obviously playing with Joe Henderson. That was just a recording, that wasn't live, but playing with Joe Henderson was a great honor, of course. You know, the record as far as saxophone, you know, people like Joe Henderson recording with him. And as far as live gigs, you know, when there was a project called the Brecker Brothers Acoustic Band.
Yeah.
So and Randy and I have been playing for many years together. But that one featured that was with Michael Brecker and Randy Brecker and Carl Allen and Peter Washington. And we did like, 15 concerts around the world. And, you know, Michael Brecker was always, you know, one of my favorite saxophonists. So playing with Michael Brecker was another moment where I'm playing with one of my, you know, favorites. But it's really hard to break it down to, you know, and on bass, if I think of bass, I think of people like Dave Holland, you know.
Yeah.
And we recently did a tribute to Roy Haynes at Lincoln Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a chance to play with Dave Holland on bass, and it was with Roy Haynes' grandson, Marcus Gilmore, is on drums. And that was fantastic. So, you know, someone like, you know, Michael Brecker or Dave Holland and Pat Metheny and Joe Henderson, they're my heroes. And so those are the people that, you know, some of my favorite.
For me,
I just did a recent, what were you going to say?
Yeah, no, sorry. No. Bad line. Yeah. Go on, sorry.
I just did a new recording that will come out this year. I don't know the exact date, mm-hmm. but that'll be coming out in its live. It's a live recording at Smalls, the club in New York, that'll be under my name. But it features Randy Brecker on trumpet, Joe Martin, great bassist, Joe Martin on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. So that was a few months ago. We recorded that live, and that'll be my next album coming out, and I'm very excited about that. It's a great band.
And you will present the your new album in the European tour, or only the tribute of Roy Haynes?
Well, this band with Ralph is sort of the tour for the tribute to Roy Haynes. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's a long tour. We're going to be this current band with Ralph Boys will be with Essie and Yuris Doodley. Mm-hmm. It's the first time the four of us ever played together, all four of us, you know? So that's going to be exciting. And the tune of mine, the tune that Ralph recorded, Cecilia, will be doing that, mm-hmm. and some of Ralph's music and some of the Roy Haynes stuff. And I think we're going to do some music of Yuris Doodley, who's an excellent composer in his own right, and a great drummer. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go out for it's like 6 weeks, you know, which is these days it's a healthy
healthy of
tour. Yeah, we're going to be in Italy, and we're going to be in Austria, in France, and Greece, of course. So.
But we are looking forward to see you in Athens soon from Friday. Everybody is so excited to see you again in Greece. And I would like to thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to see you from Friday at Half Note Jazz Club here, David.
I'm looking forward to play at the Half Note. And I'm looking forward to see all the people from Greece, and hopefully make some new friends.
Of course.
I don't go to Greece that often, and I'm really looking forward. So please, everyone, come to the show, and looking forward to seeing all of you.
David, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
See you in Athens. Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.